Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I just want to, answer a very common question that I see often on social media and also in my inbox, which is, what's the average rate I should charge for, you know, X fill in the blank, WordPress design, copywriting, answering someone's phone, cleaning up an inbox, as well as another spin on the same question is, what are the average rates that a virtual assistant can charge or can make? And so, first off, it's a subjective question. It depends on so many things. So let's start with the first part of this, question series. First question is, what do I charge for X? Okay. Well, it's not a cookie cutter industry. The VA industry is not cookie cutter. It's just like the coaching industry. There are coaches that charge $100 an hour, and there are coaches that charge $50,000 an hour. What's the difference between the 100 and the 50,000? Besides mindset, it's based on experience, expertise, and the offers that you put out to your niche. It's that simple and that complex. But you also have to realize that your price attracts your clients. So bargain basement prices are gonna attract bargain basement type clients. You want to work with professional clients, then you need to charge premium rates. Think about this. If you're somebody who can afford the best in life, you're probably not going to pay the least expensive of anything. And you may not pay the most expensive. Maybe you'll pay something, you know, in the higher price range. It's just like people who prefer to book a nice hotel room, or they want to fly first class. They know what they want, and there's an expectation. When somebody charges premium rates, there's an expectation of the service that's provided. So, to answer the question, what should I charge for X? It all depends on your baseline rate. And if you've followed me for any amount of time, you've heard me say this before. There is no standard rate. It depends on expertise, your services that you're offering, again, your experience, and so on. But you need to start with your baseline rate, which is, how much do you need to earn to keep the lights on? This is the minimum rate that you can charge without losing money. And don't start a business to lose money. Why? Keep your job. We're all going into starting our own business for our own reasons, but the last thing you want to do is start a business that isn't going to succeed because you're not charging enough money to pay your bills. So your baseline rate is going to tell you what that number is based on your lifestyle, your income, your bills, all of those things. And not everybody's is the same. As I've mentioned in probably several podcasts and blogs, there are people that will tell you what to charge. That's a red flag. Now, they can give you a range, but that's still not what you should go by. You go by your own numbers, which means you have to do the work to find out your baseline rate first, right? So there is no average rate for X. People charge what they feel they're worth, but also based on the service they provide. If you're providing a premium service and you deliver premium work, then you should charge premium rates. If you're a bargain basement and that's the type of delivery you have, then charge bargain basement rates. But most people who charge bargain basement rates, it's a mindset issue. I was one of those people, right? I charged really, really low because I didn't have the self-worth to charge more. So that's a mindset issue. That's a different conversation. Okay, so for what do I charge questions, you need to find out what your baseline rate is first. And I put some links below in the description of this podcast where you can find out more about that and actually, you know, watch my YouTube series on how to use the spreadsheet that I provide to find your own baseline rate. The second part of, the questions that have been asked is, you know, what are the average, you know, rates or income that a virtual assistant can make? that again is based on expertise, experience, and the offers that you put out there. Just like I mentioned, there are coaches that make $100 an hour and those that make $50,000 an hour, and they both have clients. Mindset, but also experience and expertise. So if you're brand new and you've never done a WordPress website before, but you're starting out, you know, it's probably going to be hard-pressed to charge $2,500 for a website when you've never done it before. But somebody who's been doing it for years and has it dialed in and has their own system, that is certainly doable. So realize the service that you offer, the experience that you bring to the table, and the way you put together your offers is going to reflect your pricing, which is going to also attract your clients. So you can see it's kind of all connected. So if you wanted me to give you average rates of what VAs can charge, I can say it's anywhere from $10 an hour to $200 an hour, and even more. It depends. So there's no cookie cutter rate for any specific thing. There's no cookie cutter number that you should be charging, but just realize that there's so much growth opportunity. It all depends and ends, or I should say it all depends on you, but it also starts and ends with you. What you charge is going to attract your clients, but what you charge also comes from a space of mindset, your self-worth. So if you're finding yourself, you really want to charge higher prices, but then you self-sabotage that, then you need to look at your mindset around why are you doing that. Okay, so no average rates. Got to know what your baseline rate is. That's the minimum rate you should charge for every or anything that you're offering. And then you should have a goal on how to continue to increase that rate as you gain more experience and expertise in the offers or the services that you're offering. Obviously, the more experience you have, the more you can charge because you have it dialed in, you understand it, and you have the confidence to back it up. So I hope that helps. I hope that answers those two big questions. You know, what do I charge for X, or, you know, how much can I make as a VA? They're both subjective, and there is no real ceiling because a lot of people start as a VA and they move on to something else, like myself. Okay? All right, so thanks for joining me for this week's episode, and I'll see you guys next week.